Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Love letters! Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband is completely oblivious to his lack of talent, and I just can't decide if I should break his heart by giving him a reality check or let him continue to humiliate himself week after week. He has it in his head that if he keeps going to open mic nights at small comedy clubs, he'll be discovered and become this big stand-up comic. The thing is, he's not funny. I mean, occasionally he gets a chuckle, but I think it's sympathy or like a "this guy is so bad" kind of laugh. I always go to support him, but at this point, it's a waste of my time. Am I doing the man I love a disservice by seemingly encouraging his hopeless dream, or is it better to finally open his eyes to the reality that he sucks at this and needs to give this up and focus on something he maybe has potential of succeeding at? Cynthia.
Well, Cynthia, I mean, it's hard to kill a man's dream like that.
You can't, especially when it comes to that.
You know, maybe he's in the right direction. He's, you know, once he gets enough negative feedback, he'll probably just say, "I'm done." Why don't you do like a fun little gift for him and sign him up for an improv class and let that be like your gift to him? Say, "You love this so much, I thought it'd be fun if you worked with other comedians."
Yeah.
They do have those classes at comedy
clubs.
Yeah, like
6 weeks long.
And encourage it that way. And those professionals would be able to give him criticism in a professional way that the, you know, he's not getting the hint from the audience, but yeah,
you can't crush his dreams.
Don't crush his dreams.
And
I would at least give him like a gift of, you know, a comedy course or something. A
couple books, because some of the most successful comedians have said they sucked for the first few years of their career. Like, they sucked. They got booed off stage. They got stage fright. Their jokes were not hitting right. And then something happens. And you get the right material, and then it just clicks, and then you move on.
Right, and I draw the line, like, if he says, okay, I'm quitting my job to pursue
That's
my
different.
Dream.
That's
that
right.
is different.
If he's
That's
still
different.
Going to work and bringing income.
Yes.
Yeah.
If he is really failing, and he is terrible, but he's still getting, if he, you know, gives up rational thought,
but
now he's just pursuing a dream on the weekends.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's cool, yeah. And
invite your friends to go.
Support him.
Invite the friends to go. They'll rib him enough, and, you know, it's just, turn it into a fun thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just... What's his face
Bob,
again?
Joe,
that's just Bob again.
Yeah.
Oh.
And laugh at him a little. You know,
laugh with him.
With him, yeah.
Not at him.
Sometimes you laugh at him, mm-hmm. but that just happens.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 15, and I live with just my mom. She was married to my dad until I was like 9, but then they divorced. I love my mom, and she's good to me, but there's one thing that bothers me. She is a serial dater. I can't really remember the last time she's been single. I've met so many boyfriends, there's no way I could name them all. I try and tell my mom that I just want to spend some time with her, but it goes in one ear and out the other because it's never just the two of us.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like a brat about my mom dating because I want her to be happy, but I would like to be put first every now and then. How do I tell her that the circular door of men she has in and out of our house is just too much for me?
Well, that's all you can do is just tell her how you feel and do it in not a bratty, whiny way, but come to her just like you wrote that letter and say, "Mom, I love you, I miss you, and I understand." You know, you sound like a very mature person that could have this conversation with your parent. It's just like, how do you get somebody to do something when they don't want to do it?
Yeah.
All you can do is express how you feel and say, "Mom, you know, I this is what I want and this is what I need from you. I've made us an appointment to go get mani pedis together." You know, start making the appointments. Mm-hmm. And then if she
bring the
But what if Roy wants to come?
"Mom, I've made a plan for us to set some things in stone and just tell her this is what we're doing." And
careful what you wish for.
You plan.
Because then it could become all about you. And then you're like, it's always mom wanting to hang out with me.
Well, she's 15 now in like 6 years, and they could go both. You know, they can
hey,
go to the
a 15-year-old that wants to be with her mom?
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, my
that's
gosh.
Crazy. That's crazy.
That's the craziest part.
Pray for that. My 8-year-old doesn't want to be with me half the time.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
She does.
That's
she
not
does.
True. She loves
does.
On you.
She does love me right now.
It is.
Except when she tells me she's never speaking to me again. That's a daily thing.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yeah.
My husband and I just got our first home.
Good.
It's been an adventure, and I'm proud to finally have something of my own. But there's one little bitty issue. We live in the same small town that we both grew up in, and our family still live here, too. For some reason I cannot understand, my husband gave copies of our keys to his parents.
Oh.
So on random days, I'll come home from work and his mom will be sleeping on the couch or watching TV or in the shower.
Oh, this is her little getaway.
Oh, boy.
One time she was napping in my bed.
Oh, no.
The woman has never had an issue with making herself at home, but showering and napping in my bed is too much. I don't want to seem like the woman that doesn't appreciate having her around. She's great, but there has to be boundaries. My husband is such a mama's boy. He's not going to see it that way. How do I approach this issue without crushing the people involved? Molly.
That's the thing. If it's your husband's parents, he's the one that has to do it. And it's a horrible, difficult conversation to have. Either that or you're going to have to change the locks. What else are you going to do? I mean, that's horribly invasive. You have to tell your husband you have to be a man and step up. And if you don't, I'm going to have to do it. And we're going to have serious problems with your parents.
Yeah.
It's just a mature conversation that he has to have with his parents, not you. You're going to be the daughter-in-law from hell if you do that.
Al, you're a mama's boy. You're a mama's boy. Would you be able to have that conversation with your mom?
My mom asked me just the other day. She goes,
his mother's not a nut job that comes over and takes naps.
But if she was, and Al's a mama's boy, it's tough for mama's boy.
It's hard to address something that's so far out there that my mother would never do. My son has a key to my apartment. My girlfriend has a key to my apartment. My mother does not, because I know my mother's not coming downtown.
Right.
It's not going to happen. It's hard for me to say. I mean, if my mother wanted a key, I would give her one. But
my whole thing is, if there's a problem with the in-laws, whoever is the child of those people is the one that has to deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a problem with the in-laws, that the child of those people who are causing the problem is the one that has to deal with it.
Yeah.
And God bless you if your husband's not man enough to deal with this.
Yeah.
In a nice, gentle way with mom. Say, Mom, this is just really, come on. This is awesome. Come on.
Showering at the house and walking around.
I mean,
maybe you could approach.
Hey, how about this? Mom, are you and Dad having problems? Is there a reason you don't want to go home? Why are you coming up here? Maybe there's a problem with her marriage. Have you thought about that? No, you're just, mom's sleeping on my bed. This is weird and freaking me out. Yeah, that is weird, but maybe she's having serious issues at home that need to be addressed. So why not approach her in a loving way? If your husband won't do it, that's what you do. You go to your mother-in-law and say, look, I'm just concerned because you're over here a lot lately and this is not your normal behavior. And it's, I'm just wondering, is something going on you want to share with me?
Well, she says, how about nope, that? Everything's fine.
Everything's really good. Well, Dad just has a little bit of gas and I don't want to be there.
Then you got to
love
husband.
Love letters to Kelly.
Let's do a little quick one, Jenny. You got one?
Okay, yeah, here we go. Kelly, you are the love expert. Mm-hmm. I feel weird about writing this, but I also feel really weird asking any of my friends about it. I went on a date with a guy a couple weekends ago. We really hit it off. We've gone out a couple times since then, but I've noticed he's been on his phone more than I would expect.
Ooh.
I finally worked up the nerve to ask him why he's been so preoccupied with his phone, and I was shocked when he told me. It wasn't texting or social media. He told me he was checking the cameras he had installed in his house. There's nothing going on in his house, though, besides his cats running around the place. It's like he's a peeping Tom, but he's peeping on his cats. Is this too weird, or am I just overreacting? Do you think it's okay to go back to his place after our next date, Amy?
Oh, because of the cameras? I just think anybody that obsesses over anything, that's just weird.
Yeah, dude.
He's just obsessive. Maybe he's got a new toy. Maybe the cameras are just installed and he's just intrigued by it. Maybe he's extremely paranoid that somebody's going to break into his house. Some people have those extreme fears.
For a dude has multiple cats.
He's a dude. He has cats, plural.
For a dude has multiple cats, you need to check who you're going out
come
with.
Come on now.
But I also know that he has
multiple cats. Sorry.
But, a lot of men have cats. I
mean, maybe one.
One.
I was thinking, honestly, about putting a camera in the corner of my living room
with
my dog since he's kind of sick. But then I wonder, am I going to obsess at work and watch the webcam?
Yeah,
or will it make me feel better?
It's like an obsession that maybe it'll pass. But, having cameras installed all over the place, that would kind of freaky deaky.
And you don't need a camera to know what your cat's doing. He's sitting on the corner licking itself. That's all they do.
Yeah.
That's all cats do.
Looking out the blinds waiting on you.
Yeah.
Or you just check.
I have offered zero help today.
No, your help was great, Kelly.
I didn't offer any help.
And we're here for you.
Yeah.
If you need some help, offering help, we're here to help.
Yeah, we're your backups. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We have a nice tab set up for you there. Write it. Can you read it? Kelly solves it.
Kelly and the rest.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
I have a dream week continues today. Now, on Monday, Big Al, we had Erin. We gave her some Botox because she had extra sweat in her palms and her feet. Right, Jenna? That way she would be able to go out in public and shake people's hands. She was very, very self-conscious about that. Her dream was granted. On Tuesday, we granted Tracy's dream. She wants to communicate with her 2-year-old Samuel because he can't hear very well and he has tantrums. So she wants to learn how to do sign language so they could communicate better. And today it continues with Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
You wrote us a letter for I Have a Dream Week. Do you mind if I read it real quick?
Go for it.
Dear Kidocratic Morning Show, This dream is for my family. My husband, Michael, was in the U.S. Army and deployed to Iraq. Since his return home, he has been diagnosed with PTSD, which makes it very hard for us to do anything together. He has very bad anxiety attacks whenever we go places. My family's dream is to get our husband, dad, and friend back, and we believe a service dog would help him get his life back on track. I'm the sole income provider for the family, so we don't have money for a service dog. So please make our dream come true and help us get our dad back, Caitlin.
Wow, Caitlin. So a service dog, that's not something that the military might provide to, you know, people who have gotten out of the service and have PTSD. That's not something they would provide?
No.
It's not.
It's not, right.
And how much does something like that usually cost? I never stopped to think, how does someone go about getting one?
Yeah, you got to get a dog, then you got to get training sessions and all that, right?
Yes. The dog alone might cost, you know, $1,000, and then the training alone might be $2,000. And then you have to get the certification, which I haven't even looked into that because I kind of got discouraged after the prices.
Yeah,
it's an expensive thing. And what kind of, you know, I'm a little familiar with service dogs, but in your husband's situation, because he's not, you know, physically handicapped, what does the service dog provide someone with PTSD?
The dog will help him with his anxiety attacks if, you know, the dog can sense when he's going to have, I guess, his hormones. I don't even know how to explain it.
I know it's really...
No, they have this sense.
They keep him calm, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, they'll start showing him attention where, you know, pay attention to me, pay attention to me. I got to go outside. I got to, you know, pet me, you know, pay attention to me instead of focusing on what's going on in life.
So basically it'll help him distract from the PTSD attacks that he gets.
Yes.
What kind of problems, Caitlin, have you and your family faced since your husband's been back? I mean, you know, what are you missing the most about your husband from before he went to war?
Really can't do anything with him. I mean, he's very depressed about not being able to do anything. And I mean, we can't go to the mall, and it's been there for 20 minutes to get what we need. And usually when you go to the mall, you want to shop around. You want to look around, but not us. We have to go in and go out.
Hmm. Caitlin, how long has your husband been back?
Since 2012.
So you guys have been dealing with this for 3 years?
Yes. And he actually broke his back in Iraq.
Oh, no.
Is he wheelchair bound right now, or is he able
to
get around?
No, he's not. He had reconstructed back surgery.
Uh-huh.
So, he's pretty mobile still. I mean, he just didn't...
I'm so glad you wrote us about this, Caitlin, because I think a lot of us, you know, we're a little ignorant when it comes to some of our servicemen, and, you know, we admire and respect what they do, but when they come back healthy and they're alive and we think they're healthy and everything's fine, like, yay, you're back, but the reality is the mental situation can be really debilitating as well, so we'd really like to try and help you out.
Okay, thank you.
We have Bart Sherwood on the phone with us. Hi, Bart.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
We're doing great. We're so excited to talk to you. I know you might have been able to hear us just talking to Caitlin about what her husband's been dealing with.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. And thank you for allowing Cass all to become a part. Caitlin?
Yes.
Caitlin, it would be an honor for Cass all, the Train a Dog, Save a Warrior program here in San Antonio, to have Michael and a new canine battle buddy trained together in our program.
Battle buddy.
To become his service dog and his new battle buddy, to be able to reconnect him back to the family, to do things with the family, just not be reintegrated.
Thank you.
Bart, what you'll do is you'll go with Michael and you guys will pick out a dog?
Basically, yes. We'll be using a dog from a rescue shelter, you know.
Awesome.
That's somewhere between 14 months and 3 years of age, and you know, that's chosen based on his temperament and personality. And then, you know, and the bonding between he and Michael that's shown, they'll start training together for a period of 15 to 20 weeks with our trainer. You know, they go home together at night to spend the time together, and they come to training sessions. But, you know, it's the building of that human canine bond that's so important for a service dog to have with its handler.
So you can basically train any type of dog to be a battle buddy, huh?
Correct.
I love that name.
Any breed, any size, any shape, you know, as long as they have the right temperament and personality, behavior is what we're looking for. And there's so many good dogs that come from the shelters that also need to be rescued.
Caitlin, how are you feeling right now, knowing that your husband's going to get a new battle buddy?
I am very overwhelmed. It's overwhelming joy. I'm finally going to get my husband back.
This is a life changer.
Such a wonderful thing.
It is a life changer. It's just not a game changer. It is a whole life changer.
Caitlin.
Awesome, Bart.
Caitlin, thank you, for the opportunity to be able to assist you. But most of all, thank you for the sacrifices and service that you and Michael and the rest of your family have gone through and given to our nation to keep us safe.
And Bart, people can donate to your website. It's TADSAW.org.
Correct. The proceeds go for the training of the service dog and the veteran together. That's what it's all about.
We'll put a link up at kidnation.com to Tad Saw. Caitlin, is there anything you would like to say to Bart?
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And like I said, thank you for the honor and the privilege of being able to take care of your needs and Michael's needs and the family's needs. And once again, thank you for your sacrifice and service. And please contact us so we can get some other stuff taken care of.
Who house trains the dog?
Caitlin.
Yes.
Caitlin will.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Hang on.
Yeah. Caitlin, thank you so much to Michael for going overseas and fighting for our country. And then, he comes home and it's tough for him to live in this country. Hopefully this gets him back on track, okay?
Thank you so much.
No, it's our pleasure. You give him a big hug on our behalf, okay?
Okay, I will.
Thank you so much, Bart Sherwood with Train a Dog, Save a Warrior, for helping us make this dream come true for Caitlin and Michael's family. Train a Dog, Save a Warrior, TADSAW.org.
Yeah, go there and donate.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time to play one of our favorite games that we haven't played in a while.
What's that?
It's called And That's Why, and then you finish your story.
And that's why. Okay, got it.
Here's what happens.
Okay.
We get the ending of a story, or two stories, and then we get to pick which story we get to hear.
Okay.
Today's contestant is our phone screener, Lacey.
Good morning.
Newlywed Lacey.
Lacey has two crazy stories.
Okay, these are two personal stories, and you're going to give us the
punchline to it.
Okay.
And you can decide what you want to hear.
Okay.
Because I've got all kind of crazy stories that, I'll say in the back office sometimes,
right,
in the man room, and then they're like, oh, well, that'd be good
That's
to hear
great.
Sometime.
I miss being your age when I had those stories.
I know, I'm
like,
sorry.
I just don't have them anymore. Go ahead, Lacey.
They're dwindling down, though. I am getting on up there.
There's nothing worse than getting a full story, and then the ending's like, ugh.
Okay.
All right.
So here are my two examples.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's why I twerked on the pregnant lady during my keg stand.
That's a good one.
I like that one.
Okay.
Here's another one. And that's why no one at the funeral believed me when I said I wasn't the one that clogged up the toilets.
Ooh. Oh, I don't want to hear poop talk. I vote for the first one.
You're going with the
twerk? I heard a little bit of this yesterday. I want to hear why you were twerking on a pregnant lady while doing a keg stand.
Oh, man, I was going to vote on the funeral.
No.
They're both equally as well.
Thank you, Big Al.
I guess I'll go with the first one. Yeah, go with the
first one. Yeah, it sounds more positive.
I got beat 3-1.
Okay. Well, showers nowadays are like really modernized.
Baby showers.
Instead of just showers in general.
Yeah.
People don't want, it used to be just girl showers, but now they want it to be couple showers.
Oh,
so
no,
guys
no,
and
no.
girls.
Such a whooping.
No. Both have to go.
I am so sorry, ladies, if you've invited me and my wife to a baby shower, but they are whoopings for guys.
I like it when maybe the husband's like, he's playing golf with his friends, he might stop by, hi girls, and then
yeah, that's
you
fine.
Know, I've seen that before.
And they like to do these baby showers on Sundays, Lacey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, during football
don't
season.
Don't invite girls and their men
okay,
to
continue.
These showers.
Well, I had two showers, one this past weekend, and then another couple shower coming up this weekend.
Oh,
that's
man.
Both of them are couple showers.
Couple
so
shower.
So far, so good, though. The one this past weekend was a lot of fun. Okay. I was there with my husband. A bunch of firemen were there. It was a fireman's wife. I didn't know anybody else, but everybody at the party happened to be pretty cool. So we all had a good time anyway.
Right.
And the guys kind of stayed out in the garage with the keg.
That's what they do.
Heck yeah.
What they
so
do.
So I jokingly said, I used to brag about doing keg stands. But then once I would finally do it, I'd get up in the keg stand position, drink for like 3 seconds because I'm not really a good guzzler, and then get down. So it'd be this whole big buildup for I'm going to do this keg stand. And then I do it and it's like, oh, what? you're done already? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Person question, because it's been a while.
Go ahead.
I know there are kickstands. Is that when you're upside down? I'm saying real. Oh,
somebody holds
when
you're your
upside
legs.
Down, somebody's holding your legs, and you're trying. You put the nozzle
the
in your
yes,
mouth.
Yes. You and then you guzzle yeah. as much beer yeah.
as you can while you're upside
I know
down.
It's shocking. I've never done that.
You've never done a beer a kickstand, Kelly?
I've never done one, but I at least know what it is.
We need to get Kelly to do one.
There's pressure involved because it takes people to hold you.
Yeah,
they have to get you up there and hold your legs. And then it usually doesn't last. Very
I mean,
long.
Lace, so you train for these.
But why do you? Yeah. But my thing, why?
Because it's fun.
You get drunk faster?
Sure.
Why? Yeah. What's yeah, the point of it?
It's the same thing as like shotgunning a beer. If you drink it really fast, then that's supposed to make you more drunk.
Have you done a beer bong?
I did a vodka bong once.
Ooh.
Whoa, that's
it was
hardcore,
very bad.
Kelly's.
I'm going to be honest. It was very
Kelly,
bad.
You win. Intense.
Well, I know. I don't drink beer. And I came and everybody I was like, what do you drink? They said, what do you drink? I said, I drink vodka. And so I did. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Never do that.
No, that's
college.
Dumb.
Don't do that. Usually, I did it once.
No, yeah.
So you got guys holding your legs up in the air. Or are you about to?
Right.
Well, I said that jokingly, and the guys were like, oh, well, you should do one. And I said, no, this is a baby shower. I'm going to keep it classy. I'm not going to do that.
But there's a keg.
This is a frat house.
And that was kind of the joke of the night. So finally, as I'm getting ready to leave, I'm telling everybody bye, and everybody's gathered around in the garage. And they're like, you're not going to do a keg stand? So I did what I had to do. I dropped my stuff, tucked in my shirt, and said, let's do it.
There you go.
Well,
you have to. Woo! I respect it.
To make it more baby shower themed, they decided we're going to have the pregnant lady hold you up. So I attempted to do a keg stand while the pregnant lady held me up. But because it was just for a photo op, because it was her holding me up, she didn't really hold me up in the keg stand position. She more held me like a wheelbarrow.
So okay. Feet by the belly?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, she's just holding me like this.
Okay.
And I have pictures at KTV.
Well, that's not really a keg stand, so to make it more exciting, I twerked on her. And then I left. That was my closing argument. I left.
It was more after that. That was a keg
so
plank.
You're doing,
it was a keg plank.
Yeah.
Keg plank with the twerk.
Mid-air keg plank. Okay. All right. That's respectable.
Is she having a boy or a girl?
She is having a boy.
Okay, that's fitting. That's
so I was the first one to twerk on her baby
fine.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
Gosh, if that boy
won't
could
be the
see.
Last.
Yeah. Yeah. You twerked on a pregnant lady at a baby. I don't think I've ever met anybody that's done that, Lacey.
No. Thank you. I know how to keep it classy.
Yeah, yeah.
See, our phone screener knows how to party. We want you to go to our Facebook page. Go to the Kid Nation Facebook page and give us your. And that's why. And then we'll try to get you on the show tomorrow. We'll try to get some funny stories.
Yeah, intrigue us.
So just the ending of the story.
Just give us the ending of the story the way Lacey did, and then we'll get the best ones on air tomorrow.
Got it.
How
okay.
about them apples?
All right.
And coming up next, thank you, by the way, Lacey.
Thank you.
Go say hi to Lacey when you call the show.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Speaking of I Have a Dream Week, we have an update from our I Have a Dream that we did today.
Oh, already? Already.
Remember, Caitlin's husband, Michael, went and fought overseas. He went to Iraq, and he's suffering from PTSD.
Yeah.
So we brought in TADSAW, which stands for Train a Dog, Save a Warrior. And they helped them get a dog, and then they trained the dog to help Michael with his PTSD. In just 1 hour, two people have already donated dogs to the program after hearing about it on our show. How
really?
Cool is that?
Hey,
so we got two new puppies for the program.
Thank you.
And it's not a cheap program. You know, it takes a lot of money to run this.
Yeah.
So remember, if you want to help out, head on over to TADSAW.org.
TADSAW.
TADSAW.
Because it's all by donation.
So cool.
Mm-hmm.
So happy we already got two dogs.
Mm-hmm. So Kelly.
What?
By the way, link is up at KidNation.com as well.
Okay. Is your day getting any better?
Not really, Al.
I always know something's up when I pull into work and, you know, Kelly and I, when we do our filming days for Dish Nation, Kelly's call time's early. So her car is in the first spot and I can kind of gauge my time, you know, my arrival, if I'm late or not, based on if Kelly's car is there or not.
Right.
And her car was not there this morning.
It was not.
What happened? You had a rough morning.
I had a rough morning.
Come on, baby.
Is it bad?
Last night, I went to an event.
And maybe I
had a cocktail or two, which, you know, that's things I do at parties. But anyway, so I get home and everything's fine. But this morning when I woke up, it just did not compute in my head that we were filming TV today. Yeah. And when we don't film TV, we get to sleep in just a little bit later. I don't have to worry about putting on makeup. I don't have to do that with TV days. But I don't have to be here as early.
The girls do, definitely. You guys.
Yeah, I'm just like doodling around the house because, you know, I'm moving a little slower thanks to vodka treats.
So normally you're here, if we do film TV, you're
supposed to be here at 4:45
in the morning.
Right, ooh. Which means if I'm on time, I have to leave my house no later than 4:18. It takes me exactly 22 minutes to get here.
Wow. We know
trust
exactly.
Me.
We do. We know exactly to the minute.
It takes me about exactly 12. And so when I pulled 12. In at 5:05, Kelly's car wasn't here. I'm like, oh no.
I realized at 4:30 the tragic mistake I'd made. So I texted Janine, our makeup girl for Dish Nation, and I said, I'm sorry. I just now remembered that this is a TV day. I'll hurry. So I'm in, and then I have to get all the Girl Scout cookies that my daughter, I still have to deliver Girl Scout cookies in my car, right? So I get everything in the car, I throw it all in there, take off for work, and I'm driving along and suddenly I don't know where I am.
Hold on, you got random lost?
I'm on the road I take every day, and I look up and see a street sign. I'm like, I don't remember ever seeing that street sign before. Oh my God, I've missed my exit. That's going through my head.
I'm okay.
Like, because it's a long interstate,
and
there's a million exits, but if you miss the one I'm supposed to take to get to work, I thought maybe I was in a state of that self-hypnosis thing, and I just drove past it, because I'm looking around like, I don't know where I am, and I had a panic attack. So the first exit I saw, I took the exit, turned around and started heading back, and I realized, oh, I'm going the wrong way again. I'd never got to my exit. I just didn't know where I was.
Yeah.
I just did not know where I was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I slammed on brakes, everything in the front seat of my car, my purse, my computer bag, everything goes flying into the floorboard. Everything's everywhere.
But you didn't need to. There's no reason to slam on
brakes. I don't know. I'm in like a panic state.
I don't. Is that weird that happens to me every day, that my purse dumps out on
everything.
The front floor?
So I turn around and get back on the right track. I ran some red lights. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If it's 4:45 in the morning and there's nobody around, am I allowed to run a red light?
Here's the rule.
If you stop.
According to me, with the red lights, Kelly.
I did stop.
If you're at the red light and nobody is at the other light, and nobody's behind you, you don't see any lights, you go ahead and take
They're optional. At 4 o'clock in the morning,
that's
red
optional.
Lights are optional.
Yeah,
I did that maybe more than once this morning.
That's fine. As long as nobody's behind you.
To get me back on the right track.
Because then they can't prove that you ran the red light if they're not behind you.
If there's red light cameras.
I think to make up for it, you should stop at a lot of green lights on the way home.
Maybe.
But
I think I'm losing my mind. I was like, this is what maybe people who have Alzheimer's, the scary beginning of it. I'm not even trying to be funny because I'm like, I don't know where I am.
You have been forgetting a lot of stuff
lately.
And
I have been forgetting stuff lately bad.
Like your daughter at school.
Really bad.
You forgot Emma Kelly at school.
Mm-hmm.
You forgot what we talked about last week.
Yeah, they're sitting there telling me we talked about it. I was like, no, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did, Kelly. I have no recollection of this conversation.
You forgot that me and you hooked up this past Saturday.
Yeah.
Kelly,
Alan Kelly hooked up on
forgot
Saturday.
That. Have you been doing your mental games lately? Kelly and I used
Sudoku?
To do a lot of crosswords. She did Sudoku.
I haven't been. Mm. I'm going to make an appointment with a doctor, though, to get my... I don't know if it's just fatigue or if I'm missing maybe a vitamin or if I am getting early onset. I'm not even trying to be funny.
Hopefully you
early
won't forget
onset
to make
Alzheimer's.
Your, yeah, hopefully you won't forget to make your appointment. I mean, you've been forgetting stuff.
It's bad.
Have you been drinking enough
and then
water?
To make things worse, I get here and Jen is in the makeup chair. I'm kidding.
Well, I thought I might as well get started.
I was just saying that. And I'm having a bad hair day.
Oh, your hair looks fine.
Okay, so
what's the
tally on the Emma Kelly Girl Scout cookie sale thing?
I asked her.
Forgot.
I took her to the deli when Kelly's daughter came up here because I bought 10 boxes. And I asked Emma Kelly how many she sold because her goal was to buy an iPhone.
Yeah, to get the iPhone. She
but that's 5,000 boxes.
5,500
So I asked her how many she sold. And she said she doesn't know how many she sold, but she sold enough to get a bandana.
She's gotten the bandana.
How many boxes
Frat
has she sold?
I call it. Let's see. 125.
She got a bandana.
Let me go across the thing. I have to add 125, 26, 27, 29,
the tempo is about to play out.
35, 45, 55, 65, 70, 175.
Ooh. 175? That's not
which
bad.
Which is still 15 short of the stuffed cheetah.
Oh, you need the stuffed cheetah.
There's no way she's going to sell 5,500.
They calculated how much money Emma Kelly would raise in order to get that smartphone,
right.
Kelly. $22,000
right.
is how much money she's raising.
That's what she has to do. I was like,
I was just giving her your iPhone.
Like, I'm just going to buy you an iPhone and let's quit brownies. That's my next step.
And I don't mean to be a complaining customer.
What's
Kelly?
Wrong? Because, see, I think I accidentally gave Nick's box to somebody else because Nick wrote me last night saying, I really appreciate everything, but I did not get my tag-alongs.
Yeah.
I was like, I think I gave them to somebody
else. I got tag-alongs. I don't think I ordered
those.
And I wanted the peanut butter with the chocolate coating.
You cannot complain about Girl Scout cookies.
I got the peanut butter.
That's not allowed.
I just got peanut butter.
That's not allowed. You cannot complain about
it. I asked you if you, I clarify, whenever anybody orders tag-alongs, I say, when they say they want the peanut butter cookies, I said, do you want the peanut butter sandwich cookies or do you want the peanut butter tag-alongs?
Well, I don't know which ones are which.
The chocolate-coated tag-alongs is what I said.
Oh, that's
JC,
what they are?
JC, here's what I wrote down for you.
What'd you write down?
Where are you? I got to find you.
I said, I didn't mean to complain.
And Kenzie, you ordered one Savannah Smiles, which is a lemon powder coated.
Dang right.
One Do-Si-Do.
Oh, the Do-Si-Do.
Those are the peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh. Uh-huh.
One Samoa, one tag-along, and one Thin Mint. I gave you the tag-along.
I didn't get the tag-along.
You just said you got
the tag-along.
I gave you the tag-along.
You just said you got a tag-along.
I bet Kenzie's hoarding them.
Is she?
Maybe. I would. Kelly, I have a complaint too, but I don't know if I can like return. You guys, the gluten-free toffee ones, they're not good. They're not good. I ate
you
one.
It's okay. You're a customer.
They were $5. They were a dollar more. And I bought them just because I thought McKelly needed to sell them. And she only had one box. I'm like, I'll try the gluten-free toffee ones. Hmm. They're not good.
And the rah-rah raisin, the new flavor, very dry.
Y'all not selling the red velvet Oreos, are you?
No,
they don't sell
that's
Oreos.
Not. That's
no, that's not Girl Scouts.
They make those?
They just came out with them. They're coming out for Valentine's Day. Red velvet Oreos.
Now, which part is red velvet? Is it the cookie part is red and the filling still white, or is it chocolate cookie with the red velvet filling?
I would assume it's the red velvet filling.
With a chocolate cookie?
Yeah. Cream cheese icing red cookie.
Whoa. Cream cheese icing in the middle and a red velvet cookie?
Oh, yeah.
I just tingled a little.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
They make funfetti ones, don't they?
Yeah, the funfetti.
If they tell me red velvet Oreos are the cure for Alzheimer's, I am so going to score.
I mean, that's pretty... Like, Kelly forgets things now, Al.
I forget everything.
We could be so dumb.
Oh, y'all can't
dumb.
Be telling me now that you forgot your Girl Scout cookies.
See, you know how...
With Nick, I think I accidentally gave an extra box. I think I gave George 26 boxes instead of 25. I think that's what happened.
Okay.
Kelly, I'll count my money and find out.
Kelly, you remember you owe me like $5,000, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
I was going to start with like 50. You went all the way to $5,000.
Kelly's going to forget she's mad at us now.
No, she won't forget that.
No, she will. Because sometimes when people forget, they get angry.
Right.
Then she's going to be mad. Because we don't want mad Kelly all the time.
No.
Then she's just going to be mad at you and not remember why.
Even if Kelly forgets that she was mad about something, she'll be mad about something else. So it's still cool. She comes in here and she's... You're going to know what kind of mood Kelly's in the first 14, 15 seconds after she walks
in the
door.
She's been forgetting. We have the same day planner. We both write our things down, our schedule every day. She's been forgetting her day planner on the
every
red.
Day.
Every day, Kelly.
I forget it because I set it out at night so I can know what I'm doing the next day, which obviously I didn't do last night because I forgot we had to film TV today. Did I bring it today?
Oh, my. This is
Listen,
not good.
I need that what, coffee. Somebody Kelly's, better get back there and make me some coffee.
When are you going to the brain doctor?
Marcus. Mark this day down. There it is right there.
The day Kelly lost her brain.
Kelly, is it?
What? I have a good brain doctor.
Is it in front of you?
This is my calorie counter book. I remember that.
I mean, Kelly didn't even know New Zealand existed earlier. You're forgetting everything.
I didn't know New Zealand existed. I just don't get the point of it.
Not to be annoying, like, healthy
I swear,
person.
I forgot
but have
it
you been drinking enough water?
Okay.
No, I haven't.
No, they say if your brain gets dehydrated, that's like you got to drink a lot of water. That can ward off dementia, dementia.
Kelly, I don't know where I'm supposed to go.
Kelly is bent down under the microphone on the ground looking for
I have a doctor's appointment today and I don't know where it is. I have to go all the way home to get my day planner
now. 4 days in a row you've forgotten your day planner.
Kelly, you're gonna have to get a driver.
Kelly's gonna need a driver. Take Kelly's keys away. You're a personal assistant.
You're witnessing my breakdown.
You're gonna have to move next door to the studio because you're gonna forget how to get here.
Y'all make fun, but I'm not even joking. This is really bad.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to be driving to work one morning, and there's going to be one of those amber alerts on the interstate.
They call them a silver alert.
I'm not silver yet.
A silver alert?
What the hell?
I'm just saying. That's
silver
what they all
means old people
an elderly
lost.
Person.
I'm just saying. It's just missing elderly silver
I'm
alert.
I'm not elderly.
But you can't be an amber.
You can't be an amber.
How can I just be a random missing person? Why do you got to put color on
she's
it?
She's technically amber in
no.
hair.
No. Amber's for children.
Yeah.
So you're either amber or you're silver.
You're silver.
Silver
sorry.
Is old people.
You're well,
silver.
That's where we fall now.
Half of those people just forgot where they were going, Kelly, and you're forgetting where you're going.
Then she's a fake amber?
She could be a red alert.
What could she be?
Red alert.
Famber?
What do they call missing adults? What is that?
Gray. I mean, silver
No,
alert.
Missing regular adults. Like regular age. Oh, that's not that old people is not regular. But you know what I'm saying? What do they call? Yeah. There's no, it's just missing person.
Let's call them dad.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
It's bad.
It's
okay.
Bad.
I just want that's it. That's how my day is going.
Do you need us to remind you anything else?
Remind me to bring my day plan tomorrow. I really don't know. I know. I think it's my doctor's appointment is at 2, but I don't know where the office is.
What if your doctor's appointment is not till next week?
No, I have one today from the chiropractor and the stretch.
But not the brain one?
So, Kelly, is your day going any better?
Yeah. I feel a lot better now.
You know,
look how antsy Kelly gets when she forgets her day plan.
Hey, at least it's Friday. At least it's Friday, you know?
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, right?
It's totally Friday, Kelly.
Woo, man.
It's so Friday today.
Oh, man.
Man. Don't say that. Kelly won't show up to work tomorrow if you do that.
That's my excuse.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.